True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And a good Friday evening to you. It's a good Friday evening because you know what? It's game time. Time to play high school football around Metro Atlanta, around the state of Georgia. It is the High School Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker got Dom Taroski working on the other side of the glass. And we got our complete complement of reporters going out. And all three will be in action tonight to inform our listeners of the games they're going to. And they're going to some good games.
The team's all here, Sam.
Yes.
We got Day-Day.
Yep.
He just left. You know, he's on Duke's Bell. He left. He's going to Stockbridge. He'll be there in a couple of weeks. If you've been through Henry County, Clayton County.
He does what?
I mean, I don't know what he was thinking, but he says Stockbridge is not quite to that point.
Man, this time of day, going southbound.
Sam, that's something I learned when I moved here 25 years ago, but I thought there was always a wreck right there.
No.
But there's no wreck. It's
no.
Just traffic.
No.
When you get to McDonough, it's like death. Taxes and traffic. So I know if you're listening, won't listen for the traffic update. If you're in McDonough, probably bad.
Or the Friday, you know what's
Day-Day's on the way.
Yep.
And maybe he'll get there by game time. But we got Garrett.
Yep.
He's at
Sequoia.
Sequoia and Sprayberry, both undefeated.
Yeah.
I make a bold prediction. Winner goes 10-0. Like, I don't think either one of them will lose a game the rest of the year.
Really?
That this is two very good teams in that region. This is a big-time game. Garrett's going to be there to take us all the way. And then we got Eric Slaughter.
Eric Slaughter, I think he's going up to East Jackson.
East
have a game
Jackson.
There. He's going to report on that one for us.
That was a team that was struggling years ago, but now on the rise, Jackson County. You got Jackson County, East Jackson, and then Jefferson is in that same county. Jefferson
got a big one tonight.
North Oconee.
That is huge.
Who hasn't lost a regular season game since, like, Dom was in high school.
I know.
Dom's with us tonight.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. You know, so – that's what we look at tonight, but a lot of great football games tonight, a big week. And you know what we mentioned off there when we got off the elevator and came in there? Tonight, a number of teams will play their fifth game.
Yeah, some teams will.
After tonight, you're halfway done with the season.
You have some teams done, yeah. Next week, there's 12 weeks in the regular season, counting the buys and everything.
Yeah.
And next week, everybody's halfway done.
Wow. You know,
next week, right? Today, some of the teams are halfway with the regular season. And a lot of times coaches want to put the season in thirds.
Yeah,
you know, you got the non-region schedule, the region schedule, and the playoffs. Most people's region schedule is kicking in. So most people starting tonight, region schedule. You'll see it like Sprayberry and Sequoia, region game.
Right.
One of them's going to be holding one in the region. They're probably going to win out. But region game.
Okay.
You're going to see a lot of region games tonight. And you'll see a few of the last times where you won't see a region game. There'll be a few times, Blessed Trinity and Milton.
Yeah.
You know, they're non-region tonight. Next week, probably be in their region. So, Douglas County and Buford. Big one on TV, Douglas County, Buford. I saw, Sam, that Douglas County and Buford are playing tonight at Buford at the multi-million dollar stadium. And I saw this. It said 48 players on the field would have scholarship offers. And I read this tweet, and I can't remember who it was from. But it said 48 players will be on the field tonight with scholarship. I thought it meant in the whole state. Like, I was serious. I thought I'm in the whole region or something. They're talking about Buford and Douglas County.
Just two teams.
One has 25 scholarship offered players. One has 23.
My goodness.
My
and
goodness.
And that's going to be on. And you know, when you think about that.
You know, 11 play at a time, right? I mean, they got some scholarship guys on the bench.
Right.
That never I never had that problem, Sam. That's probably, why I'm not coaching tonight, and I'm sitting here with Sam.
You know, a few of those guys on your team?
I did not. No, I mean, I had a few every now and then, a couple. But they got the ball every play, played defense, special teams, kicked off, you know, got the water,
everything.
There wasn't 25 of them.
Well, you know what, Chris, the other side of Lake Lanier, you got Gainesville playing Carrollton tonight. A lot of scholarship offers going to be on.
That's
that
another
field.
One. All joke, yeah. Just big time players on both sides. I mean, we got some big matchups this time because what you're finding is scheduling creates some weird dynamics, Sam. And a lot of teams are in region play, so they're not options to play in non region games tonight. But then you're limiting the teams that have non region opportunities. So if you're Carrollton, you're pretty limited on who will play you this week.
Yeah.
So Gainesville's in the same boat. They play each other. Buford, Douglas County play each other. You see a lot of our North Georgia friends.
Okay.
Our Gwinnett, Cobb, Fulton teams going to South Georgia tonight, you told me.
They are. There are a lot of great games down in South Georgia tonight. Well, you know what? The folks in South Georgia would take exception to that. That's what you mean, great football tonight. We have great football every Friday night.
There's great football that we cover in our service area. We cover the whole state of Georgia.
Right.
I mean, we do.
Right.
But we are in Midtown Atlanta as we speak, so we do have to talk more about the Metro schools. So – our Metro teams, our home teams,
yep,
are traveling to South Georgia.
Traveling to South Georgia. We got Cale playing at Lowndes tonight. And, you know, we talk about classifications, and we got to look at the Cale team at the very start of the season, you know, at the Corky Cale. We saw them, and we're very impressed with them. They're 3-1, and they're going down to Lowndes. They're undefeated. That's a tough place to get a win. I don't care who you are.
It's going to be a tough game for Cale, and they knew this all along. They ended up getting beat by Sequoia a couple weeks ago. Sequoia is really good.
Yep.
But Cale wants to peak at the right time. Douglas County and Buford want to peak at the right time. Carrollton and Gainesville want to peak at the right time. Tonight is important, but it's not the most important. You know, tonight is winning the battle, not losing the war.
Okay.
Or losing the battle, but winning the war. And some teams are going to do that. You know, Gainesville last year went out in the first round of playoffs. They don't want to do that again. Right. Carrollton lost in a state championship game, a game they thought they should have won. They thought they had the better team. They don't want to do that again.
Yeah.
You know, so you look at Cale. We talked to Coach May. They want to go deeper in the playoffs than they did the last couple of years. Playing down there at Martin Stadium, the Concrete Palace. You've been there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 0-1 at the Concrete Palace, in case you're wondering.
Okay. But,
we did win some games. If you listen to this show enough, I just
you
tell
did,
you the
You did now.
The Dragons are 3-0 for the first time since I was coaching the Dragons.
Look
How
at
about that.
Look at that, huh?
Yeah, playing White County tonight.
White County tonight?
Yeah, Pickens Dragons. Coach Bennett doing a great job. Traveling out to Cleveland.
Okay.
Georgia, not Ohio.
We got Cleveland, Georgia.
Where they make the Cabbage Patch Kids.
Is that where they make them?
You never been? You never done that?
No.
Dom, you know what a Cabbage Patch Kid is?
I know.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Does he know?
Yeah, I think it's called a Baby Land General. I'm going to mess this up. This wasn't planned, guys.
I think that's right. This was not planned.
If
I go back and remember the time of the Cabbage Patch Kids, I think that was where
Cleveland.
They came
from. So we played White County like 12 or 13 years ago when I was at Pickens. In the first game of the season, it was like 2 or 3 or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. And that's what they went. You know, they went to the game. That's the only reason I know.
they went to get the real Cabbage Patch.
Yeah, they went to get the real Cabbage Patch. And that was way more exciting than watching their dad coach football. Although we did win that one.
There you go.
Yeah. We got a good record against the county schools.
Okay.
Did not have a good record against Cartersville, Lowndes, any of those. So had a good record against the county schools.
Before we get out of this segment, we didn't get to do the opening drive.
It's time for the opening drive. Brought to you by Baron Burton's W Sauce. Bigger, better, bolder. Visit thewsauce.com.
All right, you talked about some teams. We're getting to this stage of the season. Some teams are getting ready to play their fourth game. And some of these teams that we think are surprised that they haven't won a game yet tonight. One of them is Decatur. We know Decatur has a challenging schedule. They got Shamley tonight. Both are 0-3. Somebody's always going to go. But Decatur at 0-3, I think, is a strong team and doing things they have to do to get ready for postseason.
Sam, I know your mom's a teacher. Is that foreshadowing for your pick of the week? You know, a foreshadowing?
Yeah, you want to do that? We're going to do a pick?
We're doing a pick not now. I mean, later. But is that foreshadowing?
Like, yeah, it could.
It could be. Because if it's not, it might be mine. That's where I was going.
but
But Sam and I both 1-0 on the picks.
Yep, we got one.
So and gotta another, keep that going.
That's a game with two teams looking for the first one. Another one is Heritage Conyers, and they're taking on Hapeville Charter.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Coach Winston Gordon last night. I ran into him over the Clark Atlanta game. Clark Atlanta played Thursday night on ESPN2.
How about that?
I went over there, and Coach Gordon was over there, and was talking about his team. He said, you know what I do, Sam. We know we schedule tough, and they do schedule
tough.
He does.
You know, and Decatur and Hapeville both have very good teams. So don't let those records – I tell you every year, Sam, let them records fool you. Somebody's going to be 4-0 and coming into the region, and Hapeville's going to be 1-4 or something. They're going to get all excited. Hapeville's going to beat them down. Don't let that record fool you, man. If you it depends on who you played early in the year.
Yeah.
When you get in that region schedule, everybody plays everybody in the region, and it shakes itself out.
Yep.
And teams like Hapeville, teams like Decatur, they know that. Of course, they don't want to be 0-3 or 0-4. Nobody wants to be that. But they do that so they can prepare for what they want to do later in the season. And they play tougher teams. And sometimes when you play tougher teams, somebody's going to lose. So, I mean, half the teams are going to lose. Buford right. and Douglas County, somebody's going to lose tonight. Kale and Lowndes, somebody, you know, good teams are going to lose when they play each other. So, Decatur and Hapeville, I wouldn't worry about that yet. But to your point, both teams playing another team looking for a win. If that other team wins tonight,
yeah,
now it might be time to be a little worried.
Okay.
You know, now right. now you might be a little worried. This is one you need to win if you're Hapeville and Decatur.
We'll keep an eye on those games, as we will games throughout the area. 3-0, 3-0, two teams may be flying below the radar. One, Northgate is 3-0, taking on Noonan is 3-0. That's a big game.
County
game. In Coweta County,
it's
absolutely.
It's county game. How about
yeah,
that?
A couple of great coaches, got teams going in the right direction. We'll talk about that. All right, folks, coming up, Jeff Fisher, always great to spend some time with him, High School Football America, and we'll get to his algorithm and why he won't put in our home folks up on top of his ranking. We'll get into that as well. We'll check in from our reporters. We're going to have coaches' checklist as well as you continue in this first hour. It is Friday night, and it is the Scoreboard Show, your high school scoreboard show. Here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Glad you're accessing us in either way, over your radio, your smartphone, or whatever device, or downloading the Odyssey app, or following us on Odyssey anywhere.
Anywhere.
Anywhere. You can listen to us on Odyssey on a Friday night.
Even
yep.
in traffic, going to Henry County.
Going to Henry County. And we will say that because, you know, Day-Day is out there. He's on the way. Matter of fact, while he's on the way, we got an update for him. Let's go to our first update, first preview, and let's start with Day-Day Lewis.
Time now for the pregame sideline reports.
92.9 The Game's High School Scoreboard Show is on. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, let's head out to the WaveFord.com hotline. Coach Cal, you're joining us now. Coach, first off, man, thank you for some time out of your day. Appreciate you. Congratulations to you and the boys on the start of the season, man. Through these first four games, you're sitting at 3-1. What stood out to you most about the play of your guys, Coach?
Just battling through adversity. We started off in a big time game against their time rival game at home, so a lot of the energy, a lot of boys fed off of it. But then we had to go on the road against Hampton, which was a well-coached team. Had to go through some issues with the weather and things like that. We made our mistakes as coaches and as players. It didn't come through with the win. However, we had to bounce back against a very strong team in Locust Grove at home. And then I think that the turning point of the season at this point right now with after we just won with Eagles Landing.
All right, and what would you say, speaking of the fact, like you said, week two you drop a close one at Hampton, but then you guys bounce back mm-hmm. with these back-to-back wins. You know, what do you think has been key in regards to how the guys have been able to bounce back immediately?
We needed, like, the guys just – it's one of those situations where you kind of needed to lose. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was one of those situations where the kids and the staff, to be honest, like, you just think you can just walk on the field and just beat teams, you know what I'm saying, just because of the name and things like that, just because we played well against a good touchdown team and then the team that we beat last year. You know what I'm saying? We got a whole region full of Henry County teams. So a lot of these kids been playing these same kids since middle school and some rec ball. So just kind of getting past that part and looking at your past, beating them in sixth grade, it don't really matter now. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So that's the toughest thing about it. Mm-hmm. And playing in a region like this, where you're playing these same type of teams that's in the county with you, just they've been playing their whole life, it's kind of hard to be in the film room with some of these kids and they like, oh, man, we beat them. You know what I'm saying? We beat them in middle school, or we beat them in JV, or we beat them with our freshman team. So it's like now it's to a point where we got to push through that and just, hey, we just playing our game. We worry about ourselves and not really too much worry about the other team.
All right, spending time here on the Wave4.com hotline. Coach Kendrick, Kyle, you're joining us. Head coach Stockbridge Tigers football team. Let's talk about QB1 coach Joshua Scott. Coming off his best performance of the year so far this past week with 211 and 3 touchdowns through the air. And then on the season, he's already thrown for over 700 through the air with 11 touchdowns. And he's done a little something on the ground with a 150 rushing yards and 2 TDs. But talk about him and his role and stepping into the leadership role, I should say, especially when it comes to your offense.
Yeah, definitely. It's year two for him in the system. He's real comfortable. Sometimes he just kind of knows what I'm going to call next or what's expected. When we go into our game plans, he's been doing a great job maturing, man. He practices way better than he did last year. Like, mm-hmm. This is year three for him in high school. So his first year, he was behind a great quarterback that led the team to the state championship. So he didn't really get that much time. So last year, he was his first time being in that role of I'm supposed to be a leader. And he's not really a vocal guy, but he does it by example, though. Like, his energy and things at practice has been way better this year, and it's showing up on Fridays every week.
Now you got McDonough on the clock this week. What's going to be key for you all to come away with a win, Coach?
Just getting back to our fundamentals again. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the biggest thing we had to really hone in on after the Hampton loss, was just like, look, let's get back to what we do and kind of just play Stockbridge football. Like I just said, blocking and tackling, man. So Coach Irwin do a great job. I've been knowing him since I was coaching the APS at Manor Jackson. Mm-hmm. So I always had a relationship with him and the great things he was doing. We were beating up on us when he was at Grady with those great scenes. So, he does a great job. He's doing a great job building that program up, too. Mm-hmm. You can see it on film already, you know what I'm saying, compared to last season. So, I mean, we got to come ready to play, man. We've been there with a Hampton team that can upset you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And for us, it's just getting better every week, man, just to be honest. We know during my time at City Grove, I kind of learned, like, man, you got to be playing at the right time of the year. Like, we had our season where we kind of peaked too early, and once we get to the third round, fourth round in the playoffs, you kind of start to wind down or you start to just stay the same, and now you're not playing the same type of ball that you were playing early on versus my last season at Cedar Grove. We went 5-5 and we were playing our best football in the playoffs. Yeah. So for us, you know what I'm saying? We want to be playing our best football in September, October. So then that leads to good football in November and you fighting to play in December. So that's what we always preach to our boys.
Fantastic, fantastic. So great stuff there. Heard him mention somewhat Coach Earthwind. I guess it'll be Coach Earthwind Moreland, mm-hmm. who's down the staff down there doing great things. So thanks a lot for Day-Day as he swims down to get to Stockbridge. And
if you guys see Day-Day, let him go. Yep. Don't pull him over, guys, if he's going fast till he gets to that place where you're not going fast.
Yep.
And you're definitely not getting pulled over.
You're not going to do that. All right, folks. Hey, we love to check in with this guy because he always has things that he looks at things here in the area, but around the country. We're talking about Jeff Fisher, who joins us now, talking about high school football America. Jeff, welcome back to the Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris.
How are you guys? Good evening. Happy Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, we're back. We're back, Jeff. And I made a vow I wouldn't give you a hard time about your algorithm. So we're just excited to have you here. And I'm just going to be really positive about all the Georgia teams in the High School Football America 300 today.
Oh, man, you're throwing me a curveball. Well, I always try to disarm you. And you can come at me. I have fun with you. I love you, Chris. You know that, Coach. To be honest with you, I feel a little bad that you're going to punch me. But I've got something hot off the presses, as you all know.
Okay.
Our algorithm, our rankings are powered by NFL Play Football. That's the National Football League's, youth and high school division. And this is hot off the presses, not even up on highschoolfootballamerica.com yet. Georgia, the city of Atlanta. Second most players on opening weekend NFL rosters with 18. First is, you heard of IMG, of course, out of Florida. Bradenton's number one with 20. Atlanta has 18, but it gets better. It gets better. Swanee, 11 players on NFL rosters. And then you got Powder Springs with 9. And then you've got Hill Grove with 7 players on opening weekend rosters. They're, 4th. Behind IMG, American Heritage, out of Florida, and St. Thomas Aquinas. So, Georgia, 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 baby.
Yeah, we do. We have seen a big influx of NFL players from the state, and I attribute that to many reasons, but one is the training they get in high school, the same as you see in Florida and Texas and California as well.
Agreed.
There's great training that starts them in the right place, and just it's a funnel. There's a bunch of good players we send out, and, of course, over time it funnels into a smaller group, but those guys do make it to the NFL in some percentages higher. And so would it be fair to say, Jeff, that in a metro Atlanta area, when you combine all those people together, that metro Atlanta area would be one of the top areas for NFL players?
Actually, because of the population, and I have not gone through the whole news release yet, but here it is. I'm looking at it right now. It is one player per 74,000 people, which makes it the number one spot in America.
Breaking news.
Yeah, we got it.
There you go.
Right here.
You, but now come at me, Chris.
No. Okay, so here's how I'll come at you, Jeff.
Here we go.
How can we have all these NFL players and we can't get in the top 4 or 5 on the High School Football America?
You know what, Sam? You know what? I must be a mind reader, or I just know what Coach is always thinking, because I knew by leading with that, that's what he was going to come at me with. But anyway, well, you do have a team in the top 5.
We do.
Grayson's sitting there at number 4. You got Buford at 9. And then you got last year Milton finishing number 2 in the national rankings, sitting at 17. So you're there. But, all in all, and Sam and Greg and I talked about this about a month ago when I was on the show, one of the things that's holding back Georgia just a little bit as the rest of the nation with the top states go out there and expand beyond their borders, Georgia, except for like a Grayson who's played, they played Mallard Creek, a North Carolina power. Last week they played Thompson, the Alabama power, and they beat them in overtime. I know the Rams are, it hurt. I mean, no doubt that, with quarterback Travis Burgess going down with that knee injury, but the Rams are there. And one of the reasons they're there is they're testing themselves out of state. Mm-hmm. And more of these top teams are doing that. I'm not coming down on Georgia, but that's one of the things that holds them back a little bit. In the national rankings at this point. So, you got some good football on the borders, as we talked about. You got Alabama to the left. You got, North and South Carolina and Tennessee doing great things in Florida down there. I encourage the metro teams to maybe look at some out-of-state games.
Yeah, I think he's actually right on that. I'll give him that. I think one thing that makes it, it's fun for Jeff and I to argue about this, but the truth is I never think Georgia has the absolute very best teams. I never do. What I think is we have the most – good teams, and so it's spread out over several areas, which is why you're getting those NFL players, because they're all coming from different high schools.
Right.
And that I'm not going to target any one person, but there's certain states where most of the NFL players funneled out of 2 or 3 high schools. where here correct. It's over 25 or 30, probably in the metro area. So I think the other thing, Jeff, the alternate argument there is they can play each other. You know, so tonight Buford is playing Douglas County and, you know, Kale's playing Lowndes and, you know, there's all, Carrollton's playing Gainesville. So they can play each other. And they don't have to go out like Bishop Gorman does and play somebody in another state. You know, so I think
agreed.
That works both agreed. Ways. And that's one of the reasons they probably don't as much. But Creekside, who's struggled a little bit with some of those big matchups, really yeah. dominated their interstate yeah. matchup this year, right?
Yeah. DeSoto.
Texas's DeSoto is still licking its wounds. Creekside hung a 70 on them, right?
Yeah.
After hanging a 70 on them last year. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, they've been impressive in that. But I'm just saying, overall, in the algorithm, which you all know we use, for the listeners, we have used an algorithm, a computer formula that I created back in 2013. So we've been using that. And that does come into play a little bit. But, you know, there's no doubt about it. On a per capita basis, just like I spit out that one stat there, I mean, Georgia per capita is right near the top. I mean, there's no doubt about that. In the right now, just to put it in perspective, in the High School Football America 300 powered by NFL Play Football, Florida's at the top with 52, Texas 41, and Georgia at 28. Ohio's next with 22. I'm sorry, California 26, Ohio 22. And one of the things that I like to brag about, and I've always thrown out a number that's around 67-68%. And what that percentage is the teams that start the season in the High School Football America 300 who end it in the 300. Mm-hmm. So far this year, I'm either really lucky or really good with the algorithm. 86% of the teams that started in the preseason 300, that's 258 teams, are still mm-hmm. there. So the numbers that I just gave you per state are very close to what Sam and I talked about back there in mid-August or whenever we spoke the first time.
Yep, folks. Hey, great. This is always great to spend some time with Jeff. And he is social. You want to find anything here, you go on and find it at HSFB America. Who's on the rise? We would love to talk about who's on the rise as far as from the state of Georgia when we look at the 300.
Yeah, right now, you know, and too bad Greg's not on the air, right? Because McEachern, who always gives me a little razz, you know,
yeah.
They are all the way up after being, they were about three, I think they're like 311 in the preseason, so they were outside of the 300. But they're all the way up to 106 at this point. You know, that impressive, you know, whacking of Walton in the Corky Kell helped them climb, you know, very, very well. Thomas County Central's doing a nice job. They started outside of the 100. They're up to 75. Lowndes up about 40 from their original spot at 103. I heard you talking about them. And other than that, most of the teams have kind of held their spot, meaning, you know, Grayson started at 4. Buford, I believe, started at 11. Milton, 18, so they're up 1. Langston Hughes has made a nice move from, I think, a preseason 76. They're at 40. They may not rise a whole lot from there because they're as they go into region play, not as tough. But once they start picking up those tough, you know, playoff games and all that, you could see them shoot up. Douglas County was in the top, you know, top 25 until last week's loss. Mm-hmm. You got North Gwinnett at 47. Looking to see what Lee County does. They're always in that top 50. Big matchup, as you said, tonight against Colquitt Clint County. So it's interesting. I mean, the thing that's really making this year so much fun for us and putting the scores in over the weekend and seeing how the new rankings are, this will be the third week in a row that we have 50-plus head-to-head matchups within the top 300.
Wow.
It's just really a lot of fun. So it's been a great year so far. And don't worry, Coach, by the end of the season here, I have a feeling you're going to have a couple of teams that are highly ranked in the top 300. But you got to realize that Trinity League out there is just a behemoth, yeah. And it's a, you know, be all, take all, that sort of thing with yeah. them. They go anywhere, and it's fun to watch that league.
It's actually a ton of respect for those guys. I just like to joke that Trinity League is those teams really are the best teams in yep. the country. Yep. I just think we got more of them. We got more that can compete, but not at that level. And the algorithm, Jeff, is actually probably every year you do it, it's actually more accurate. It's a lot like the recruiting rankings. You know, those things used to be a little less accurate. They're right. A little more now because we have more technology, because we have more data. Is that what you're seeing, that every year this is actually a little more accurate probably than the year before?
Yeah, exactly. And it has to do with that, too. And I mean, I started with that. And you're right about playing in-state. I mean, the Georgia teams are there. But, again, when you look at the algorithm, you know, we are taking into consideration because so many teams are playing outside of the area. That does come into play. But the more data we put in, I mean, this is year 12 for us, which is actually hard for me to fathom that that amount of time has flown by. But, yeah, it is definitely there. And, I mean, you know, it doesn't – I can pick apart and tell you exactly how Grayson wins a national championship if they win a 6A title. And, you know, if Buford, you know, is able to rise there and maybe, you know, meet them. I don't know how – I haven't looked at the bracket yet where they would meet. But it's interesting. It's all in there. And as I said, Milton was the number one public school last year mm-hmm. and number two overall. So it'll be interesting, and I am Georgia-based, folks. So, but I don't have a bias. I don't. Everybody that doesn't like the algorithm says I have a bias.
He doesn't
like,
have a bias.
You live in Southern California. You've got a bias.
He doesn't have a bias. He lives not very far from me, and I don't know that he knows that Pickens beat Gilmer. They're 3-0, and I don't even see him in here.
You see the Dragons in there?
So I know he's not cheating.
I love you, Coach. I know where you're from. I know where I am. Yeah, you know what my biggest thing is? All of my friends in Pennsylvania, my hometown state, oh, man, they give it to me real, real bad. So no bias. I would love to. That way I'd get better Christmas cards and all that other good stuff.
There you go. Jeff, we appreciate you spending some time with us as always, and we'll circle back with you later on in the season and see how our teams are moving along, who's on the rise and who may be falling. But we'll be checking into you later on this season. But thanks for the time this evening.
We appreciate you. Love what you guys do, and we do love Georgia football. It is right up there at the top. Thanks, guys. Jeff. Have a great night.
All right. That is High School Football America's Jeff Fisher. Always great to get him, and you were ready for him, Chris. You're always ready for him.
Well, he wanted it. I was trying to be nice.
Coming up, stay tuned. We're going to check in more for our pregame reports and the coaches' checklist. It's Friday night. You listen to the Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
God. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. It is the High School Scoreboard Show as we count down to the kickoff of games around the Metro Atlanta area and throughout the state at 7:30. Most games starting at 7:30. There are a couple that start at 8 o'clock, and those folk way down in South Georgia, then we start at 8. We start when we want to start. And if they want to start at 8, we'll let them start at 8.
That's right.
But that's when those games are kicking off. We're counting down to kickoff time. And as we always like to do at this time of the show, we're going to check in with the coach's checklist.
Time now for Coach Parker's Coach's Checklist.
As Coach and Chris Parker give their analysis of this week's biggest stories, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Get any sized air conditioner for only $69.99 per month. Visit ReliableAir.com.
All right, what you got for us this week?
Well, last week, you know, I had some weird situations.
Yeah, unusual.
We had the free kick.
Yeah.
That was a hit. We had the first touching, you know, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I'm going to give you a not unusual situation.
Okay.
So, talking about some situational stuff, the coach checklist, you're going to games tonight, or if you're even watching them tomorrow, you're going to see this. And a lot of this will apply. So as you watch and you know, when should I yell and scream at my team and be mad?
Right.
You know, I'm going to give you some ammunition because it doesn't sound very good to say get them or block somebody.
Right.
Or
right.
run faster.
Okay.
You say those things, Don, when you're watching a game? Like, I mean, they're blocking. I mean, they know they got to block somebody. You telling them is not really going to help. But you can pick and choose when, yeah, that might have been a time where my team messed up. You know, we didn't get – like the free kick, like the
right.
first touching. Like, there's things that we didn't call a timeout when we should have, things like that. And so situational football awareness is really good for a fan to understand when can I get – because, hey, it's okay every now and then to get mad, and it's okay to question the coach.
Okay.
But just telling them to block somebody or tackle them, that ain't going to help. So we're going to talk about long yardage.
All right.
Long yardage means third and long. Okay, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what's long yardage? Well, typically, every coach might have their own little system for this, but typically you treat the one, if it's on third down or fourth down, I guess, but third down and you're going to treat third and one, you're going to have a plan for that. You're going to have a plan for third and short, which a lot of people are going to call in high school, third and two or three.
Right.
Okay, third and medium, third and four, five, six. So third and long is typically third and seven, eight, nine, ten.
Okay.
So it's first and 10, you threw an incompletion. Second and 10, you threw an incompletion. It's third and long. Now, if you get past 10, it's what we'd call third and extra long. We're okay. actually not talking about that today. So this is third and 7, third and 8, third and 9. And what we found is that situation, and this is actually true in all levels of football.
Okay.
But that situation really determines a lot of times who wins the game. Because if you're on defense and you got them in third and 8, then we need to make them punt. I mean, that's a very important play coming up. All plays are not the same.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all important. Every play is important, but they're not all equal. You get them to third and 8, it's a big play because if you can convert, if your third and long package is good on offense, you're just really good at converting. That's why quarterbacks matter.
Right.
Quarterbacks matter for this situation. Everybody's good on first and 10. Tom Brady's good on third and 7. You know, or Patrick Mahomes good in third and 7. But if you get into college players, you had Bryce Young at Alabama, or right. when you had Stetson Bennett was really good in third and long situations. So, keeping the chains moving, and we end up scoring that drive, and nobody remembers yeah. that after the third play of the drive was third and 9, and we could have punted. So, I mean, I'm not going to bring up old stuff, but there's plenty of times in the Super Bowl when the Falcons and the Patriots where it's third and something,
and they
convert. No, I mean, I'm not even bringing that to make jokes. I'm saying
dumb.
I'm saying that is how you lose the game.
Oh, dumb.
That's how you lose the game. It's how you let Justin Fields have 30 points. On your all-time defense, I got jokes for everybody.
This is going all over the place, man.
But I am going to get to some real content, Sam. I promise.
All right.
So, but I am telling you, as a football person, you love football. You want to know about football. You want to watch it. You care about it. You want to see your team win. You get them to a third and 7 and 8, and I'm talking on either side of the ball. You want your team to win that down. So if we're on defense, we've got to win this play. If it's third and 8, we got to make them punt. If we're on offense, yeah, the odds are actually against us at third and 8. But if we can convert here, this is a killer for the other team.
Right.
So what determines things you should consider there? You know, to give you an idea, so this is about 28% of all third downs in high school ball, okay. off of a study we did anyway for about 100 games. About 28% of the third downs are in this category. And it's way more important than 28% of who wins the game. Does that make sense? That's where you're getting that number from.
Okay.
These third downs have probably a 60 or 70% impact on who wins the game. But only 28% of the time do they come up. So when they're coming up, it's a huge play.
Right.
So if you're on offense, you really want to think about, can we get the ball to the sticks? So sometimes if you're a mesh, if you understand that, or comebacks or outs, you know, what's our best way if it's third and 7 to get to 8 or 9 yards? Because sometimes the defense will let you. You know, if they're playing off and you can run them off, you know, drop down at 8 yards, catch the ball, first down. I mean, that's go-to thing. You got to have some play. If you're running mesh, if you know what mesh is, receivers coming across.
Right.
Crossing, everybody runs that. You want to run that mesh where if you catch it after the mesh, you're in the first down. What's your opponent's long yardage mentality? So both sides really need to owe that. You know that going into the game. So every coach, whether it's a high school coach tonight, Kel and Lowndes are playing tonight, both coaches, Adam Carter, Bobby May, great guys.
Right.
They know what the other team's long yardage mentality is. Most teams in high school, now in college NFL, it gets a little more complex. High school people have two mentalities on third and long.
Okay.
They're about to go get them, or they're going to play off. I mean, they're going to drop 8, play 3. You know, it's third and 9. We don't want to mess this up. We're going to drop 8. We're going to rush 3. You know, we're going to keep it in front of us, make the tackle, make them punt. There's nothing wrong with that either. Fans hate that. But that's really nothing. Actually, a lot of times that's the better move, honestly. But other people just want to go get them. It's right. Third and nine. We're going to make them throw it fast. We're bringing six. Play man coverage, some dude coverage. You know, you got that dude. Yep. You got that, you know. Like, everybody plays a guy. Go get them. Make them throw it quick. Neither one's bad. But I give you a good example if you understand your opponent's long yardage mentality. You throw a screen. A slow screen's a great play if they go get them. Okay. But if they drop eight, a slow screen's never going to get a third and nine. So if they drop eight and you throw the screen, they're going to tackle you if they can tackle, and you're going to punt. But if they're the team that comes and brings it and you throw the screen, you don't get the first down. So knowing that, what is more likely to happen here? Who is this guy? Where Nick Saban used to, at LSU especially, was always a go get him.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and so there's other people who are really, they're going to play off. Like, that's just how they play. There's really nothing wrong with either one, but you need to know who are we playing. And same way on offense, if you're a defensive coordinator, who is this offensive coach? Is he going to drop back and pat the ball and five-step protection? And, you know, if he's going to do that, then we need to go get him. Or is this a guy that's going to throw the screen on? Is this a guy who's going to get the ball out fast and blitzing's not going to help us? We need as many people in the zones as possible. You got to understand that. Everybody's got to have a hot plan. Meaning one of the things you're going to see on third and long, if they bring everybody, make you throw it fast because you can't throw it 9 yards. If you're throwing it fast, hitting the back out of the backfield or whoever, and just try to rally and make the tackle. And then where's the best personnel matchups? Because, you know, and that's what you see more in the college and NFL. It goes a lot more to who's covering Drake London.
Right.
Can he win this matchup? You know, who's covering George Pickens? Right. Oh, never mind. Not him. Whoever y'all got now.
Whoa.
Oh. I'm joking. They won. They're good.
Oh.
But but it is about matchups, you know, and they have DK Metcalf. He's really good. But you want to find DK and see if we can match him. So maybe move him to inside receiver. So now he's playing a different corner.
Right.
Maybe put him in the backfield. Sometimes you put people in the backfield, run a motion him out of the backfield. You know, can we get our best guy on one of their not best guys? And then on defense, of course, can we not let them do that? Do we have a plan if they put DK Metcalf in the backfield?
Yeah.
Like, can we cover that? And that's what they're working on all week. And then the last thing I think is really important on third and long is understanding, are we going for it on fourth down? Okay. It's high school. Because high school football score, we're on a high school scoreboard show right now. If you're listening in your car, it's the high school scoreboard show with Sam and Chris. So even though I've brought nothing up but NFL players. But in high school,
right,
you see a lot more going for it on fourth down. Because if you got a punter, you got a guy that looks like me punting, Sam, you're going to punt about 21 yards, you might as well just go for it. You know, so, I mean, you're going to see a lot more going for it on fourth down. So what you really want to know in your third and long call is, are we going for it?
Yeah.
Because if I know we're going for it, then I'm treating this like second and eight, not third and eight. Now I can run the ball. Now I can throw that screen, and if it doesn't work, it's 3 yards. Now it's fourth and five. We go for it. You know, so knowing you're going for it or not is really imperative. So if you got a head coach that's a play caller, I used to call the plays and I was the head coach.
Whoa.
That was easy, though, because I didn't have to tell anybody. I just called a play knowing I was going for it. But if you don't, then you need that guy in your ear. Like Dom's in my ear, tell me, quit talking about the Steelers. I need people in my ear saying, hey, go for it. You're going for it. We're going for it on fourth down here. Call this like a second down. You know, that happens. So Bobby May and Adam Carter and whoever tonight are going to be telling those guys calling the plays, hey, it's third and eight here. Call, you got two plays. That's usually the football term there is, you got two plays. You know, like, we're going for it on fourth down here. So you got two plays to get this 9 yards. If you know that ahead of time, it's a lot easier to call the play. Okay. If the defense feels like they're going to go for it on fourth down, then they obviously don't need to treat it like third and long. So those are a few little nuggets.
Okay.
To help
okay.
you with your third okay. long, okay. plus some comedy hour mixed in.
All and, in there.
All in there, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. It's a coach's checklist. By the way, you can always find out more. Go to Parker Resources.
Yeah, parkerresources.org. We try to have a lot of situations. I've read a whole book on 100 football situations, Sam. So you can check it out if you're interested in more of those things to consider in every situation you see in a football game.
Fantastic, fantastic. Always great stuff. Okay, 1 hour down. Coming up in the next hour, more countdown to kickoff. Going to have another preview from you. Going to have one from Garrett Chapman. Our school days guest will join us in that hour. Homer Jordan, fabulous player. Cedar Shoals, before going on to Clemson leading to a national championship, he's going to join us. And then top of the hour here, we're going to check in with Lamar Glenn, athletic director from Fulton County Schools. into the 7 o'clock hour. We will be going. You stay with us on the Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.